And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun, and the moon, and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidst unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it for ever. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. But David took not the number of them from 20 old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Their children also multipliest thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land concerning which thou hast promised to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none, neither let it see the dawning of the day, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. Behold even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth for ever. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, for the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven, and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Seek him that maketh the 7 stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoileth and flieth away. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness for ever. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born.